Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? This Rosebud, goddamn.
This shit off, goddamn. Fuck is up with that?
Hey, let me tell you, nothing works perfectly, but everything works if you make it. So, what am I doing? I'm fucking, shit. You guys know what fly shit is? Excuse me. I want you to know what fly shit is. 2022, I'm going to be on another, not level of life, but another level of what I'm talking about. And I need you guys to understand, yes, I'm a bragging ass motherfucker. But you got to understand, you can see that the shit I'm bragging about is real. So it could be bragging or it could be informing, whatever the way you want it to be. But you got to understand, 4 days, well, 5 days, today is the fifth, yeah. 5 days into the new year, and I'm already seeing a total difference in the way my students are responding to me. Now, the returning students are doing what they know they should do. Because, see, you got to understand, in higher learning, the basics you already went through in elementary school, junior high, high school, and, you know, when you graduate high school, if you want to go into college, straight to the higher learning, you go through that. But a lot of people go through junior college. That's just extra learning. Higher learning is when you have decided that what you know needs to be taken to a level, another level. And you have to implement automatically all of the things you've learned up to this level. Otherwise, what I'm saying is when it comes to asking the instructor questions, I mean, you could do that, but I sure hope it's not a basic or an elementary question, because that instructor's going to get on you. Because you should have known that. You should have already included that in all your thinking now. But when you get to higher learning, when you get to higher learning, this is when it's important. Because the returning students, they know. They can ask anything they want to ask. But they should not ask basic questions. This does not mean they're supposed to pretend to know basic questions, answers. But if, let's say they don't, then they should know how to present that question without fronting themselves off as being a knucklehead. See, you won't know what I'm talking about unless you get into thinking. Because you got to think, what the fuck am I talking about? And unless you like me and past students and these present students going to be, then you'll be waiting for a motherfucker to give you the answer. I ain't getting you the answer. Figure it out. See, the returning students are doing what they know to do, and that's represent what they learned last semester. Even though they came up short, coming up short don't mean they failed. Coming up short mean they got maybe an 85. 85 is no good at Sidewalk University. Well, it's good if you want a certificate, because 85 is like a B+. At Sidewalk University, you can get an A-, but it's still an A. Now, I wouldn't want an A minus, but what I'm saying is, shit, if I got it, I'm going to get to graduate. If you get it, you're going to get to graduate because you got to get an A to graduate from Sidewalk University. And most times, it's a 98, well, let's say between a 95 and a 98. These are the scores that the graduates get from Sidewalk University. And believe me, I don't care what you think about me, but you see, I got degrees. I know what to look for. I know what to grade. And I'm putting it down. But I'm not the one graduating. I've already graduated. These motherfuckers that's fucking with me, they're graduating. And they get a diploma to put up on their wall. Well, the diploma ain't shit. Because I got that shit. But see, I put it down every day. You know, if it's about catching bitches, you see me, I catch. I'm not worried about no motherfucking bitch leaving me. Bitch gone. Get the fuck out of here and hurry up. Well, what I'm saying is this. I'm fucking with another bitch now. Y'all might have met her, Sheila. She cool with me. The bitch, I've been fucking with the bitch off and on for like 40 years. But every time I do, something come up to where either I feel like, you know, she like wanted me to be some kind of Monty Hall motherfucker, make some kind of deal, you know, or same thing as far as where she coming from. She feeling like I want more from her than she willing to give up. So I be gone. This been going on 40 years, but it's one thing that I'm sure you guys have to have noticed if you listen to the bitch. I've been on a mind all in 40 years. I ain't caring. But if you come fuck with me, I'm going to pick up from where I left off. Ha! That's what the bitch love about me. That's what she keep fucking with me. So this particular time, I changed up shit. And I ain't finna tell you what I'm doing, but what I am finna say, the bitch gonna stay with me this time. Because I got locks. I'm not stupid. I ain't gonna be doing the same shit over and over and over and over and expect different fucking results. Which I kind of been doing with this bitch. But I ain't doing that now. So let's just see. You guys know me, man. You see how many bitches I have, and you see how quick they be gone, because I ain't getting a fuck. It don't mean I'm finna change up and start giving a fuck about this bitch, but I give a fuck about every bitch. It's just I'm not finna take no bullshit. But see, bullshit is a motherfucker. You know, bullshit is a motherfucker. See, and what I'm saying is new students. The new students that come to Sidewalk University, they bring a lot of bullshit. And what I'm saying is, of course, I can be shocked by it all. Or I can, you know, I don't mean to lessen or minimize who these guys are when I say this. But I'm saying if I'm a mechanic, I got to do and associate shit with what my mechanical knowledge do. So what I'm saying is when they bring all these fucking shit, I relate it to the shit bitches bring. I'm not saying they're bitches. I'm saying that enables me to hear all kind of shit and stay right here. Because I got to stay right here if I want to represent Sidewalk University. I cannot get taken over here because this motherfucker is whatever. And I know, first that was tripping me out. Then I just said, nigga, that's what you get with every bitch. Bitch come in here, you know, fuck with you, bring some kind of shit. You handle it like this. And I'm saying this year, I'm that nigga. Now, that don't mean You know that I'm tripping. I'm not tripping because Sidewalk University is actually blowing up. It really is. This semester, I got 29 new students that is present that's going to be on the call tonight. And that's like started, this semester started on the 3rd, and today is the 5th. So I got 29 students that I've already talked to Monday, which was the 2nd. And I got 15 students that have yet to show up. So that's like 44 students. And that's the amount of new students that I had for this semester, or I have for this semester. But see, me, those 15, they don't know who they fucking with, because what I'm saying is, if they don't, you know, show up this first week, I didn't just got their money. I don't want that. I don't want that. I want them motherfuckers to show up. But what I'm supposed to do, keep this shit waiting for them? You know, part of, you know, Sidewalk University is what come out your goddamn mouth is you going to be held to. So what I'm saying is 15 and 29, that's 44. And I do have 6 returning students. So that makes 50 students for me. And 50 students all at once. I mean, come on. That's all I can handle. I mean, unless I create another group for the other or the extra, you know, which means they're going to be a little bit more advanced. And then I do Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Then I can do Tuesdays and Thursdays with them. I don't know if I want to do that. What I'm saying is shit is looking really good for me in 2022. And it's also looking good for the person that want to set goals. It's looking good for the person who sets those goals and chases after them motherfuckers. And let's say they achieve or reach that goal. Man, after that, after successfully reaching that motherfucking goal, you got to continue to grow by using all the shit you learned and did to get to the goal you got. Because now this shit that you did is your new base. Whereas before you had another base, it was lower. Now you got another foundation. Yes, you this motherfucker now. So what are you going to do? Stay there? Or are you going to grow? You can only see what you can see at the top of where you at. But what if you know and accept that there's higher plateaus all the way up to heaven without dying? Now, I don't know how many that is. That could be 100. It could be 100,000. It could be 1,000,000 plateaus you got to reach in your life to get all the way to heaven and still be living. But what I'm saying is I believe that shit. That's why I ain't never doing enough. I'm only on, I don't know, I might be on 10. I might be on 100. I don't know. All I know is I'm keeping on. I don't give a fuck. I'm keeping on. So the motherfucker who set a goal, me chase it. And after you get it, you continue chasing the next goal because there is a next. See, I just wonder if you, that person, have realized how blessed your motherfucking ass is. Blessings are motherfuckers. They're not monetary. They're not something that you can, like, gauge. Blessings are completely individualized. And what's a blessing for you could be a curse for me. And if you don't understand that, you won't recognize your blessings. I recognize mine. See, one of my blessings is that, hold on, excuse me. You guys got to excuse me, man. I got hay fever. One of my blessings is that I can sit up here and smoke like this. And smoke weed and shit. But I don't know, you guys don't really know that I never inhale this shit. I don't inhale this fucking, I don't even need to smoke it, but I do. So I don't inhale it. But another thing, you know, because I'm a glutton. I want to be a glutton for myself. And I want to do every fucking thing that I want to do. But have you noticed that you don't see me drinking? And what I'm saying is that's because I was told by my doctor I can either go get in the casket and just wait to die, or I can stop drinking. I say, man, how the fuck, what you mean? You know, you're telling me my enzymes, they ain't out of order yet, but they higher than they should be. So I asked that motherfucker, man, what the fuck make that happen? And he said, drinking. So I said, man. And he said, look, you know, I understand. You can do what you want to do. See, I kick it with my doctor like that because I totally quit treating me like a fucking patient. You know, talk to me about what the fuck is going on with me. And he an essay, too. And, you know, he kicked it with me real. He said, well, man, I'm just telling you. Take care of yourself or not. It's up to you. So what the fuck do you think I want to do? I want to goddamn take care of my fucking... So, listen. After I really realized... No. After I started, or after I accepted what he was saying about drinking, you know, like before I stopped drinking, you know, I started realizing that not only do I, you know, drink whatever the fuck I want to, it seems like even when I don't want to, just walking past my office and looking here and I see a drink, oh God, I'm having one. Now, that's because I'm a selfish bastard. And I think, oh, fuck. And I got to call you back. I'm making the video. What I'm saying is that's because I'm just a selfish motherfucker. Hold on. 740. Hold on. What's up?
Yeah, hello. You hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. How you doing, Rosebud?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Pretty good. So, look, I got a question. So, I did buy your conference course. It's not about the conference course. I know you ain't really going to answer things about the conference course. But, so, I bought the conference course. I've been working on myself. And there's been days where I feel, like, really confident and really good about myself. And I notice those days where I feel real confident about myself, I can catch. I caught 3 girls since I bought this confidence course. I'm not going to lie. But the thing is, I don't always feel like in that great feeling, like that confident feeling. So when I'm not feeling that way, it seems like it's harder for me to actually go out and just conversate with anybody.
Stop,
like,
stop. Listen.
Go ahead.
You're answering your own question, man. When you feel confident, blah, 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 whatever that is, you feel this way, everything works the way you feel. But
right.
When you don't feel that way, it don't. You know why that is? Because that ain't you that you're actually experiencing that good feeling. That's where you want to be. But shit, until you get there, it's going to be a feeling.
Because the shit you're saying, I never feel it. It's just what happens to me. When I'm, you know, feeling real good this morning, I get up, go out, woo. Matter of fact, I feel good. You know, I went in, ooh, you got better. Matter of fact, look at my motherfucking coat. This shit is dope. This shit is pure dope. But anyway, what I'm saying is, when I'm feeling motherfucking good, you know, I'm a catch. I just am. That's why when I'm really, really, really feeling good, I try not to talk to nam bitch. Because I don't be wanting to catch like that. I be wanting to catch.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I be wanting to catch just cause I'm me. But, you know, when I'm feeling good and some bitch fuck with me, okay, I'm going to get at her too. But when I'm feeling good, I ain't looking for no goddamn bitch. I'm just wanting to experience this feeling. I know being out and about ready for whatever the fuck, you're going to run into a bitch. And if you don't, so what? You got a whole bunch of bitches, you know, on deck. At least I do. I'm going to call me a motherfucker, you know, if it's really about I need to fuck with a bitch. I'll call me a motherfucker.
Okay, can I?
What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, can I run that back just to make sure I got what you were saying?
Come on.
So basically you're saying you don't rely on that good feeling to go out and do what you have to do. Like, you rather just do it constantly than just to be like, okay, I'm not feeling good. I'm not going to go out there and
check. Stop. Just go on with that. What I'm saying is there is no feeling with me. What I'm saying is if you're learning – there, you can relate the shit you're learning to feelings and how shit or whatever this atmosphere, blah, 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 is great for you, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is that's not bad. Let's put it in grades. That's like you in the 11th grade. You know, and then at one point, when you get to the 12th grade, you're going to start realizing what you're seeing is just you learning. And when you realize that, you'll stop tripping on what you're learning, and you'll start benefiting from what you're learning because you ain't tripping on learning it. Right now, you tripping on learning shit, and the reason you tripping on it is because you're trying to make it make sense to you so you can think you got it. You don't have it when you have to label it. You don't have it when you got to think of it. You know, you're on your way to getting it, but you ain't there because you haven't accepted that the way to be there is there's no thinking about shit. You just do it. Period.
Right, right.
When you got a shit, what do? You go shit, don't you?
Right.
When you hungry, what do? You go eat. Now, some people might hold a shit for whatever hour or whatever and get wherever they feel better about shitting and then shit. Some people might be hungry and think about going to this restaurant, that restaurant, or going home. There's all kind of variations of variables that's going to go with every subject. But you got to deal with what you think about every subject. This is what I teach at Sidewalk University. What's hard about confidence is that you got to separate yourself from the rest of the motherfuckers in the world. Even though there may be thousands of motherfuckers that think exactly like you. What I'm saying is, yeah, you consider that. So you might think, okay, I might be a leftist or a rightist or whatever that means, but it don't mean you got to be like them motherfuckers because that's what make herd mentality works. Everybody thinks to drink, and everybody knows the motherfucking water is over there, but only some of them motherfuckers know there's crocodiles in them motherfuckers, and some of them motherfuckers know that crocodiles be in shit like this. So when they go to drink, they thinking about all this shit. But the motherfucker that just need water, who knows? He might be the next meal. And that's where we come from. That's why we think like we think. You know, we ain't really tripping on what we know going to happen. We tripping on is what's going to happen when we do it. That's the big deal. Separating you, yourself, from the rest of the motherfuckers that might think like you. And tell me you're the only motherfucker that think like you think in this goddamn world. Come on. I've been as 10,000 motherfuckers is on here right now thinking like you. There ain't nothing wrong with that, man. What is wrong? What do you think is wrong as far as what I'm saying?
What I think is wrong about...
What do you think is wrong with where you coming from, your position?
I don't think it's wrong at all.
Bro, you're not accepting your growth. You're not accepting how clearly you're seeing. Come on, man. That's
Corinth. Maybe I didn't get what you was asking.
Do what?
I said, maybe I didn't get what you was asking.
Oh, no. You got what I was asking. You were wrong. Accept it. Learn what was right and be that way. You can't tell me you didn't know what I was talking about because I'm too clear as far as when I ask questions because I know motherfuckers will say some shit like you just said. Now, be real, man. Just be real. That's all you got to be. And you'll see you don't have to deal with the bullshit. You just have to be able to recognize it. Well, you also have to make the right decision as far as concerning it after you recognize it. But what you're doing is recognizing hella shit. I mean, personal issues. You said, but have you been giving yourself credit for that?
I have. Like, okay, for... When I'm like feeling real good and I go outside, I just notice, like, it's everything. Maybe like, just
stop,
for example,
stop,
when I wake
up. Do you see how you started off? You know, when I go outside and I'm feeling real good. Well, what the fuck can happen when you ain't feeling good?
You're right. So I gotta take that out.
It ain't about going outside.
You're right. I see what you're saying. Take the label off of it.
Fuck the bullshit. That's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't feeling good, whatever, you just dropped a weight on your goddamn toe, but you got to go somewhere, how the fuck you going to be feeling good?
No, you're right.
but let
right.
some motherfucker walk in front of you, some bitch, woo, the toe is going to become part of your action.
Right.
Oh,
okay. I see it now.
Hey, man.
Because you're a lot.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
From what I picked up from what you're saying is you relying on your feeling. So you're saying, okay, if I'm feeling good and I go outside, then you're going to rely on your feeling good. But then when you said, okay, you drop a weight on your toe, then you're going to say, damn, I'm not feeling good. So now, because I'm not feeling good, My actions for that day or whatever is going to reflect on me not feeling good
because
I dropped this on my toe. So you're saying fuck that
because
it's bullshit.
Because you're not feeling good, you're going to let that dictate your day. But wait a minute.
Right,
listen.
Right.
Listen. You done dropped the motherfucking whatever on your toe. And let's say you got to take the bus and you just did it this morning so you ain't got nothing but your fucking ass effort. So you're walking with a limp. And some woman at the goddamn bus stop, dang, what you limping for? And you start explaining it to her. Tell me you ain't going to use that shit as action.
No, you definitely will. I will. That's a good conversation.
So what I'm saying is this. Let's say you and the bitch get on the bus, and you know the action, you talking to her, blah, blah, blah. And you getting off before she do, and when you get ready to get off, you tell her, look, you know, this is my car. Call me or something, blah, blah, blah. Text me, you know, because this is school, but whatever. And you get off. And halfway through your work day,
The bitch text you. Now, when you get off the bus, do you still be tripping on your toe?
Nah.
You might think it still hurt. Yes, you
do. You might think it still hurt, but it's not. You're not going to trip on it like, man, fuck this shit because I hurt my toe.
There you go. It ain't that you even said all that. It's that that's what takes over your mentality. So now you walk into work to wherever your work is. You get in there, you're doing your job, and then halfway through, the bitch texts you. And she say, look, I kind of like talking to you. Can we meet up later? Whatever. What I'm saying, you still going to be worried about your toe?
No.
Yes, you will. But you'll be thanking that motherfucker now.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Hey, man, it's all about what you make out of what happens.
Right.
You got to make, hey, you heard if they give you lemons, make lemonade.
I see what you're saying.
That's the way it goes. And this is the way when you really realize you in control of what you think, that's when you really understand this game. All these people go ahead.
My fault.
No, go ahead, bro.
What you were saying, I experienced that. Like, you know, I experience, okay, when something, I don't know, let's just say something happens, I just basically work with it. Like, instead of going against it, like you just said, you make lemonade out of your lemons. Like, I noticed that, like, I'll do something like that. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, it could even be if I'm just at work and something bad happened at work. I just don't let that, like, you know.
Stop right there. Stop. Listen, you know what? Listen, stop. You know what that is?
What is it?
That's you handling shit. Because if you don't, shit is going to handle you.
Okay.
You didn't get it. I can tell by
your response. That's you? You said that's you handling shit so the shit don't handle
you. Listen. What I'm saying is you should have did what you did on a few other things. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Because that's what I just said.
Okay, I see.
You, shit will handle you. I mean, you better handle shit or shit will handle you. That was one, should have been one of those moments. It ain't no big thing that it wasn't. Because you can't say it was now. You already showed
me. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But that's how dope it was, if you understand what I'm saying. Because that is something very fucking important for you to know. That's why you should have said, oh, shit, I see what you're saying. Because if I let my toe being hurt handle my whole day, now you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do.
I'm just, well, what am I saying, you motherfucker? I'm an instructor.
All right, so to take it back to what you said, you're saying you have to handle your
shit
so it doesn't handle you.
Fuck that, being a scary-ass motherfucker. What am I saying?
You're saying you got to handle your shit. Like, that's what I got.
All right, man, if that's what you got. I ain't saying you're wrong, either. I'm just saying, bro, I've been talking to you a few minutes, and my point is this. I've listened to you respond to shit that was, you know, sharp to you. And even though I'm pulling this out to you, it ain't nowhere near your response when shit was, you know, sharp to you. Have you thought of that?
Yeah, I did think of that when you brought it to my attention. Yeah.
So you didn't think of it. I brought it to your attention and you kind of recognized it.
Yeah.
So what am I asking you right now? What am I saying to you? You bullshitting yourself, man, because you're not listening to what you're saying. Because you're saying some shit that's pretty strong. You're having some pretty strong reactions.
But then when it's not something that you're prepared for, it's not a natural reaction for you to be strong. Some shit could come out of left field that I ain't hardly thinking of, and it ain't going to hardly change the way I respond. It's just going to make me say, oh, shit, and then I'm going to respond. And that's how you need to be. And you can be that way. You just got
to
believe.
So you saying I need to control my reactions?
No, you need to believe whatever it is you think. You're at this phase. You think about something, and instead of thinking it and doing it, you think about it, and then you think about what you thought, and then you might even start thinking about what you think concerning what you thought. And what I'm saying all that thinking, you didn't miss.
Right.
That's when people
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's overthinking. Maybe you didn't know it. And until you identify shit, you can't correct it. Now you know you be overthinking.
Right.
Go ahead. What did you have to say?
I was going to say, now that you said that, now I'm aware. Like, the three girls that I caught, like, literally, I would think, and then I'll do it. Like, I don't even think about it anymore. I just did it. But I wasn't even aware that I did that. But you say that, I can go back and see, like, okay, now I realize, like, I wasn't really overthinking. I was just doing.
Hey, listen. Do you know why part of being a graduate of Sidewalk University, you have to master the think it, do it concept? Have you heard me say that? Yeah, you got the course. You have to have heard.
Yeah. I think you have to master think it and do it, because whenever there's a situation that happens, you may not have time to think. You just have to do it. Like, you know,
Stop. What you just said, something might happen. You don't have time to think. So then you kill the think and do it. Right there.
Right. Well,
listen.
Yeah, you're right.
Listen, this is the reasoning. I don't give a fuck what it is. When something happens, your first thought is the purest thought. Your second thought is going to be filtered through what you think about what you thought, which is going to change what you would have done if you would have went with what you thought, and so on and so forth. If you think about what you thought about, it's really going to change it. I'm saying, if you know you don't want to get ran over crossing the street, your first thought is going to be safe. So go to the crosswalk or whatever. But your second thought might be, well, man, shit, it ain't fucked up. You know, ain't that much traffic. I can run across right now. That's the second thought. I ain't saying it's wrong. You might can do it, but if your ass gets ran over, then what?
Yeah. I get it.
We gotta think like that, but we can't take all this time to think like that. Let me ask you something, man. Do you know why there's computers?
Yes.
Why?
Because computers is straight logic, and it's no bullshit, no feelings, anything. It's just straight thought. That's it.
Okay, I'll kind of accept that, but that's not why. The reason why there's computers was people wanted to know something that could think as fast as a human brain. So they start making this shit that could think of shit. But then they start figuring out the human brain thinks of shit, but then it thinks of all kind of shit in between coming to a particular conclusion about what they originally thought. So they wanted to invent a machine that goes straight to the point, which is where computers came from. Ones and zeros. It's either yes or no. period. Fuck what could be. Fuck how many times it was yes. How many times it was no. What should I think? What time is it? What the computer don't do none of that.
Right.
We do all of that, which is why we think the computer is so fucking fast. But you get
right.
them goddamn real geniuses. They tell a computer what to think. And
right.
when they tell a computer what to think, they don't rely on the computer coming up with the right answer. They rely or they see if the computer is going to come up with the answer they already have.
Right.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see now.
So what I'm saying, bro, you think clearer than a computer because you don't have to be programmed. You just got to
right.
believe what you think like the computer does. Have the computer or have you ever experienced the computer giving you a wrong answer?
No, unless I didn't do something right. You know what I mean? But no.
That can be a true answer, but the computer does not always give you the correct answer. The computer gives you the answer that's most likely it can be programmed to find quickly. Because there's hundreds
okay.
of answers. There's always more than one answer. Who's to say this motherfucking answer is right? Is it right for me to cross the street without being in the crosswalk? Fuck no. Well, wait a minute. If you want to get ran over, it's not right. But what about if you're running late and you can't motherfucking take a chance on over there because it's so important? You might want to take that chance to cross the street. So there's no right answer. It's all about what you think at the moment. And that's why you got to go and believe in yourself as far as what you're thinking.
It's funny, like, you saying that because, like, that's literally at the point I'm at in my life. And it's not just with females. It's just with everything. Like, you know, I go to the gym and work out. Before, I was getting, like, workout plans from an instructor, like, to help me, you know, get fit. But then I cut them off because I said, you know what? I want to believe in myself, so I want to come up with my own plan. And then, you know, if I get the results that I want from my own plan, then that's going to give me the backing to believe in myself to say, you know, there's
hey,
only
you
one way to do something.
You remember in that course I say words are important, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, bro. Get that if bullshit out your vocabulary. It's when you do it.
Right, right.
You
right.
feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
All right, man, let's go. I got to get on, man. But that was some good shit. Hey, so think about this. If you can actually think something and you can do it, you can think it last night and you can do it today. I mean, how blessed are you to be able to do that? You got to understand where your blessings are. Being able to do things should be a motivator for you to want to do more. And I know, you know, the shit is for me because I also know how many people procrastinate. You got to realize you don't want to be a procrastinator because when you accept procrastinator, mentally you are breaking your resistance to bullshit down. You got to be a producer, and you got to get busy producing the rest of your fucking life. This is a production, something you put together. This is not an accident. Back in 2016, one of my resolutions was to quit begging you motherfuckers to stand up. You know, I'm even going harder this year. Well, I seen somebody come up. 646, what's up, bro?
Hello?
Yes, what's happening, man?
Yes, what's happening, man? Hey, you used to say this a lot back in the day, bud, but you haven't said it like this in a minute. And I want you to expound on it. What did you mean when you used to say when you talking to a bitch, you have to make yourself think like you wasting your time?
Man, because if you don't think like you wasting your time, you'll sit there just talking to her. You got to make yourself have an agenda. Otherwise, if she meeting her part of the agenda, you can keep talking to her. But if you just getting at her and she talking about some other bullshit that you motherfuckers be listening to, you supposed to be able to say, damn, baby, look, I got to go. Period. Because that's what y'all do. You be wanting to get at her, and she might be talking about, they jamming in here, huh? You know, okay, we going to let them go back. Yeah, yeah, they jamming, baby. But, you know, I was thinking about it, and the bitch wanted to play something else. Bitch, fuck you.
Right.
You understand that now?
Yeah, I understand that now. That's all I needed, bud. Appreciate it.
You know it, man. 716, what's up? God damn it, this better not be you, motherfucking Paul.
You already know. What's happening?
You motherfucker. What's happening with you?
Listen, man. So this don't make me a fake that I want to come out with a podcast and teach everything that I learned and what I'm doing. Like, say I came out with a podcast and I got a topic I'm talking about, whatever, and I say, hey, Ro, I learned this from Rose, but, and, you know, I just give credit where credit is due. That's cool, ain't it?
Well, man, yes, because that's called citing your sources. And, I mean, if you be saying shit and acting like it's some shit you really thought or thought of, then no, that ain't cool. But if you say, yeah, I got this from Rosewood, and you start explaining it, blah, 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 you know, I can't be mad at you for doing that. People do that. That's how I was able to get a straight A in my motherfucking schooling, because I cited sources that I used in what I was saying.
Got you. My second question is, how do you come up with topics without giving up too much?
Hey, man, wait a minute. What I'm saying is not, if your motherfucking ass want to do some shit like that, I ain't really thinking of you like this, but in reality, you're a competitor. So why would you fucking come on here asking me to tell you how to fuck with me?
How to fuck with you? Shit, the way that I'm thinking about it is, motherfuckers going to fuck with you just because I'm mentioning it.
Hey, that's a good thing, man, because you cited it. I already addressed that. But about me telling you all this other shit you asking, man, fuck you.
Hey, I respect it.
You know it, man. Be cool. All
right.
So, listen, you guys. Like I said, I was going to... Well, I might have already stopped. I've been stopped begging you motherfuckers to be real. And I ain't pandering to your weak thoughts. I'm going to just stay strict to what I threat, because I be threatening, and I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And that's, if you don't have questions on these things that I be doing, these videos, well, I ain't talking. And at the same time... I'm going to be saying and explaining why you should not ask most questions that you motherfuckers let come out your fucking mouth. Now, damn, bud, you going to quit doing the show because we ain't asking questions. But if we ask questions, you going to start roasting us. God damn. For your motherfucking information, that is an oxymoron. I say shit because I fucking mean it. And if you listen to any show about this shit, you hear me prove to all you motherfuckers who ask questions how and why them questions, you didn't really have to ask them.
Now, it's a little known fact about asking questions that I learned. Rarely will you, and even more rarely can't you, formulate a question that don't at least give you 50% of the answer. You couldn't ask it. I mean, I guess you can ask me, man, where'd you get that coat? All right. Well, I mean, you got some ideas. It might not be the exact place. But listen, just let me try to explain this shit to you. Because subconsciously, you can't form a question that you don't have some sort of opinion about. Therefore, you have an answer. It could be wrong, but you have an answer. So instead of asking a question, why can't you believe in yourself enough to make a statement? That statement can very well be, well, wait a minute, Rosebud, it's not that answer, and they show you blah, blah, blah what the answer is. No, excuse me. So you could be an asshole and say, no, that ain't the answer. Or you can say, my goodness, man, I didn't. Man, you really showed me. So whatever you say. I'm saying it's easy to change your answer to the correct answer. It just is, if it's wrong. But it's fucked up if you don't have an answer. I learned that getting my bachelor's in psychology. So I was in an important meeting yesterday, and I'm kind of lightheaded from it. You know, the motherfucker with the money, you know, made a statement about so far everything I did was right, meeting their expectations. Then we ended the motherfucking meeting, you know, with some dates. Valentine's Day is going to be big. Now, the road to the top is paved with methods that are available to your motherfucking ass. But the key is to pick yours and don't get distracted, because it may take you a few years to actually get there. And, you know, I get dudes be talking about, you know, their lady experiences, you know, in the game, and they be cracking me up, because dudes don't even, I'm talking about, when I say dudes, I'm talking about pimp-ass niggas. They don't even know what a choosing fee is. But I need to direct this over here. Hold one second. They don't even know what a choosing fee is. You guys all know the word choosing. And you guys use it in your conversation. Don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But what I'm going to explain is why my book, Rosebud the American Pimp, is so dope. That book shows you and explains shit properly. Now check this move I made on a bitch who wanted to get with me and didn't have no money. Now remember a choosing fee. You guys leave the word fee off, but you say choosing. Anyway, I have been fucking with the bitch at the bar. And she, you know, I seen she wanted to fuck with me, so I told her this, I was going to leave. She wanted to come, she could come. So she came. And I brought the bitch to my crib. And after, you know, I had got at her on the way to the crib, I knew she wanted to get with me. So when we got to my crib, you know, we go fabulous house, blah, 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 the bitch in my Rolls Royce and shit. I went to the bathroom, But before I went to the bathroom, I pulled some weed. I had some, just bought some weed, and it was some change. I think the weed was 160 or something like that, and I gave them for the 200, and they gave me $40. So I set the weed down with the $40 right there. And then I went to the motherfucking bathroom. Now, I did this shit to check this bitch out. I want to see, because I said it a certain way. I know it's going to be, I know if it's when I come back, if it's been lubed. So I want to, you know, see if this bitch can be trusted at all. Not only didn't she take it, she moved it out her motherfucking way from in front of her. Because when I asked her, I said, "You touch my weed?" She said, "Yeah, I got it from in front of me because, you know, I don't really like weed." So let me tell you something. Pleased at what I saw, I rolled a joint. Now, I had a large wet bar over here, stock. And I pointed over to it and I said, "Baby, go fix me a drink." And she got up, prepared to go fix me a drink. And I said, "You are going to get with me tonight, right?" And the bitch didn't say nothing. But she was headed toward the bar. And I said, "Hold on. I mean, you ain't got to get with me, so don't be paranoid. Don't be scared. I'll take you right back to where I picked your motherfucking ass up. But you do have to be my motherfucking bitch or bartender that I can trust to make my drink." And I said, "Safety precautions, baby. I ain't no regular nigga." She said, "But I don't have no money." I didn't want to miss it on a technicality. So I shot at her. "Listen, baby, I don't want to start off on the wrong foot, but I do want to have your little fine ass. So what would you think if I motherfucking accepted you right now without no motherfucking money?" Now, man, I'm asking this bitch this shit for a reason. So I waited for her response. And as she was thinking, trying to come up with a response, I continued, you know, seeing as though, you know, most pimps and hoes think that's how it go. You know what I'm saying? That a bitch got to come with some money. She said, "Well, I wouldn't think less of you unless you fuck me. Other than that, I just go get you some money tomorrow or whenever you put me down," she said. Now, tell me that ain't an answer a pimp can like. But you can't move on that alone. I liked her fucking answer. That bitch was sharp. And I was ready to have that bitch. So I say, "You want to get with me?" I asked her, "Is she to get the bitch?" Say, "Yes, I did." I say, "Well, pour me a shot of D-Lamaine over there. You'll see it on the motherfucking bar. For me and for the game." She had said the right things to let me know she wasn't full of shit. Which is what, or not what, it's just one of the purposes of choosing money. A nigga can't afford to have a bitch playing with his penny. If he wants a clean reputation, he got to make sure of what he do. So, if a hoe chooses a pimp and she got some money, but she leaves quickly because she really only made the move, you know, because it was like a mad move, a move out of spite, you protected as a pimp because you chose, the bitch chose you with some money. You broke her. You ain't no whole haven for bitches. So what I'm saying is she made that move out of spite, but she just was full of shit because that's the kind of bitch she is. She charged her motherfucking self. Whenever she decides to go back to wherever the fuck she left, I know I got paid. Even if it's like for some hours. Now, if the bitch chooses out of spite or anger and the pimp didn't get no money, that pimp looks stupid when she leaves. That motherfucker gonna get ranked on the track, then he ain't gonna get no credit for getting that bitch. So for the purpose, you know, of protecting the pimp's reputation as far as his pimping and his image, you know, and to make sure that the bitch is worth fucking with, he demands a choosing fee. One, hold on, 863. What's up, my brother?
How you doing, bud? This is Terrence.
What's happening?
Hello? I bought your course, and I was trying to see. I heard you talking about, you know, most people already started. I didn't receive an email or anything to start. I was trying to see if I could just, you know, go from here. Just let me get what I'm supposed to do, and I'll meet up later.
Do me a favor. Hit my email. Listen, hit my email with that email I sent you the course and shit on. And just say what you just said. Then on that email, I'll tell you what to do. But now you got to do it so you can get today, because today is the second conference call. Then if you miss it, you know, and you don't get on Friday, you out the group. So if I was you, I would, you know, hit me with that email I sent you that got the course on it, and just say what you said. I didn't know I needed an email, blah, blah, blah. I'll shoot you the email, and you'll be cool, man.
I often do that now.
For sure. Be cool. See, my thing, oh, shit, let me cut this off. My thing is not to try to be in this pimp mode. That ain't, you know, where I'm at. What I'm saying is you have to understand what you're doing. Now, from what this broad said, I knew I was going to get paid. So, because I was sending her, well, not immediately that moment, but I was sending her within an hour. And another reason I could just tell she wasn't bullshitting from what she said. So, I accepted the bitch without no motherfucking money. But before 24 hours had passed, I had checked damn near a rack from that bitch. Now, come on. If she'd have came with a rag, I'd have had her, and it only been one day when I put her down. So her choosing fee was cool, but pimping allowed me to get the bitch with no money, with no trip, and get a rack. The bitch was down and dirty from the get-go. And if you can't see it, you ain't gonna understand it. And what I'm trying to tell you is game provides a way for you to overcome most obstacles. Obstacles are actually made to be overcame. And if you play by the fucking rules and you do everything that the rules suggest, there's no obstacle that this fucking game, I mean, that rules won't protect you from. Choosing fees have different values for different individuals. But for me, in this case, the money came after I pimped on the hoe. As long as I didn't fuck in that bitch's pussy before I got paid a few weeks or more, I was in order, which is what it's all about. Order. Order in the game. I mean, I think it's great how my last year's problems became obsolete to me by the end of that year. I mean, the end of last year. I think that's what it's all about with progress. Excuse me. You know me, man. I just get the heat coming when I be spitting shit that I really shouldn't be. That kind of warrants me. But you know, taking care of the shit in front of you will ensure your progress. And I guess, you know, with the way my new year started, you can say taking care of shit in front of you so it can make room for your new shit is what it's all about. But again, with progress, life does not end. You only dealt with the problem or a couple problems, you know, for the level of life that you was on, because after you learn some shit, blah, 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 you are going to progress. You know, what's going to happen is you're on this level and you're going to learn how to deal with it. And at the same time, once you get on the top of this level, you're going to be able to see some shit you wasn't able to see when you was on the lower level. Now you can see this shit and you start reaching for it. Period. You only dealt with the problems for the level of life you're on. And if you deal with it, you're going to graduate to another level. And this new level is going to have its own set of problems. The thing is, it's usually the year gets started a little more, you know, before shit happens for me. Maybe March. Something like this shit is happening all in the second week of January. I'm happy, though. Things are bound to happen when you're pressed for time. And I'm pressed for time because I'm getting old. I actually started back on part two of Single Mothers, He's Your Son. And besides the manuscript looking pretty good, I realized some things that I need, you know, to be on top of, you know, when I order this shit. Because looking at my fucking, one of my books, not all of them, one of them, when you go from a Word document to PDF, which is how they want it, the font slightly changes and it gets larger. And that can fuck up some of your sentences or your formatting. So I had to pay extra money for that to get that straightened. You know, I noticed a few spots in that in one of my, you know, novels where the sentence should have continued, but it dropped to the next line. I mean, that ain't a really big thing. It still reads correctly. You just, I just want my shit look right, to look right. You know, the sentence is complete, but I just don't like how it looks. Now, another thing is they didn't make my logo in color, which now that I think of it was my fault because I okayed the shit. So I better learn that I'm in charge of every fucking thing that goes on, and I better check and recheck it before it leaves my fucking desk. Lesson learned, no big deal. Because my book is flying right now. You know, I just like shit perfect. I just, since I'm doing the shit mostly myself, I just like it perfect. I don't want to be like a grade lower. Single Mother, He's Your Son, that book has been a good seller. But part two will be a bigger motherfucking seller because of the information I've confirmed since I wrote the first one. Now check game. Even if a nigga like me, well, not if, even a nigga like me can make a mistake. And my rush to be boasting about sidewalk you, I'll put the cart before the horse. I do need to complete this semester, this January term, before I start all my new shit. Now that was something. Because I'm talking about my shit finna go forward right now. You know, I got it in position to go, but I can't make it go until I'm done with this semester. So, actually, so fucking what? I'm sure you got the fucking message in the goddamn first place. A lot of people don't realize there's a science to what I'm doing. There's a science to what water is. Water is just not water. Water is H2O. CO2 is carbon monoxide. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is gain. Now, once you figure out how to combine these ingredients, you'll be a monster motherfucker. These things go together. Another reason that I knew I was a fly motherfucker, when I was born, I knew this. 518, I see you. What's going on, my brother?
What's up, bud? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Man, I got a quick question on just what you were just talking about an old girl accepting her with no fee. My question is, was it a weakness? Did you leave yourself vulnerable by you actually not accepting the money but trusting her word?
Bro, what in the hell would make you ask that question?
Because females all, you know, heard the saying, you know, don't listen to what a person says, watch what they do. So
that's why
by you,
stop, bro. That's why I asked you that. I explained what the bitch did. I explained
right.
how I was watching what she did so that I could make the decision I ended up making. I could have ended up saying I ain't gonna fuck with the bitch because the bitch could have said some stupid ass shit. But what I'm saying is I didn't trust what the bitch said. I trust what the bitch showed me. I trust what I needed to see. The bitch didn't say any motherfucking thing. And if it didn't match with what she was doing, what should I believe? Will I see or will she say?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
if you know what I'm saying, tell me again, why the fuck did you ask me that question? Because I covered every base you had in that question.
I'm still saying, I don't think you get what I'm saying. I'm still saying, yeah, you watched, right? You watched after
bro,
that
you
situation.
Bro, you can't believe what a goddamn bitch say.
Right.
Ain't you? Ain't that what you said?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, can you hold on, bro? What I'm saying is, you can't say, I don't know what you're saying. You can't say, you think, I don't know what you're saying. I just told you I know what you're saying, and I still say what I said.
Right. Okay, so in my response to your question toward me, I'm saying, though, and from her perspective, when she gave you that answer and then you watch to see what her actions gonna follow up with her words, still in her mind, because you know how females is, they feel as though, well, if he accept what I'm saying, at some point down the line, she can use that against you. That's what I'm saying. I'm not just looking at it right now.
Hey, bro, why don't you go to the fair? Why don't you go to the fair? Hey, wait a minute, bro. I ain't going to be arguing with you. Hey, what I'm saying, go to the fair or Magic Mountain or somewhere and ride on them goddamn rides so you can be wondering what the fuck is going to happen, man, because I'm not caring about no goddamn bitch. I don't give a fuck what this bitch think. If this bitch matching what I'm thinking, I'm already 10 steps ahead of that motherfucker, and I hope she think what she doing work. Now, stupid-ass nigga, what you got to say? You back on
never
now,
stupid.
Come on.
Never stupid, my man. I'm asking you questions.
Well, okay, I'm sorry, brother. You ain't stupid. Hey, I'm sorry. I take that back. Go ahead.
Now you answer my question, my man.
I did that at first, though, bro.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry. I just needed you to expound a little bit. Maybe I just didn't get it as I thought I got it the first time. So that's
all
my
right,
bad, brother.
Ain't no big thing.
All right,
sure. You know
all
it.
Right.
Hey, 973, what's up?
Hey, salute to you, Rosebud. How you feeling today, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great. How you feeling?
Man, I love to hear that. I love when you feel great because I feel great, man. Taking wisdom from the wise. Man, I love you, bud. We ain't got to get into that. I just want to salute you and for what you just basically talked about with your book. And you basically gave reverence as a writer. And for us that's inspired, low-key, to want to write a book one day, you gave us insight on how to go back and backtrack, to look over things. And if you got to hire somebody to do some corrections, You might have to just do that time to time. There's no
hey, that's what you might have to do. You might have to do that, man. And if you actually got that, I lived up to what I learned as a writer, each one teach one. So if only one motherfucker get it, and you that motherfucker, I didn't live up to what I supposed to do.
My motherfucking man.
Hey, you know it, man.
Ooh,
my man.
Keep roasting out
here. You know it. Hey, another reason that I knew I was a fly-ass motherfucker, actually destined to be a pimp nigga, is I'm serious when I tell you this. When I was born, you know, and the doctor slapped my ass, instead of crying, I said, "Bitch, where's my money?" Now, on the real, another reason I knew I was a fly motherfucker, I was going to be a monster, was because when I dream about catching bras. I do. I dream about catching women, and when I talk in my sleep, I be getting at a motherfucking bitch. It just don't stop. I mean, goddamn, you really know you a fly motherfucker, especially when you a pimp. Because I used to do this. Bitch said some shit, did some shit, woo-woo. I fired that bitch. And then when I get ready, bitch, get your shit. Everything I gave you, get it and get the fuck out of here. When I come back, you better be gone. Wait, don't do it. No, I'm gone, bitch. Just dive over the coffee table. Grab my leg. I'm walking toward the door. I'm dragging, taking a step, dragging. Taking another step, dragging. Please. So what I'm saying is now I'm in my car. I didn't left it there. She thinks. I'm driving down the street, and I'm checking my rear view mirror because, you know, this is begging for me not to. Yeah, she's begging to pay me. And everybody else be begging the bitch to stay. So I'm rolling, thinking this shit, and my phone rang. Whatever. And the bitch said, "Daddy, please don't fire me. I promise I'll get it right for you." But after she done said this shit, damn it, every way she can, I take a deep breath and I say, "Ho, are you saying you're going to pay me the way a nigga like me supposed to be paid, bitch?" "Yes, Daddy, yes, I swear." So now, I'm really my dick hard now. So I'm taking another look in the rear view mirror, and I say, "Bitch, it's against my better pimp judgment, but I'm going to give you another motherfucking chance." And then the bitch starts saying, Thank you, Daddy, thank you, and you won't ever regret it." Okay, I'm telling you that story. You don't want to know what the cold part of it is? I'm driving, and I ain't even stopped looking in the rear view motherfucking mirror. Because I learned that when a nigga really did a motherfucking, you gotta see yourself. At least I did. I had to see my motherfucker. I had to see myself. Nigga, this is this scary ass nigga that hair wouldn't grow, didn't have no motherfucking clothes, didn't get no pussy till he was like 12 or 13. Shit. Man. Yeah, this nigga. He just didn't grow up. Hey, this real shit. Oh, damn, I forgot to look over here. You motherfuckers. Goddamn extraordinary gentlemen. These guys don't take the game seriously today. Most of these new generation pimps don't even value the knowledge of the game. But man, extraordinary gentleman, that was cool. Just watched a full video of you with Coach EO. Then I clicked on your channel just minutes ago. You know I don't like EO, motherfucker. EO is a pretending motherfucker. He want to pretend he black, but then he want to say he some other motherfucker, Greek or some shit. I don't give a fuck about EO. And don't come on my channel mentioning that motherfucker, because then you're going to make me mention him. Then you're going to, I hope the nigga would call me, but them motherfuckers, him, Zacario, and that fucking Steve, he ain't going to fuck with me. You know, I don't want no problems with them niggas. But if they keep treading on my shit, as far as talking about what the fuck I be talking about, and they keep talking that false bullshit, scary ass EO, that motherfucker didn't like me. I did a show with him before. He didn't like me, man. He said some punk ass shit. Man, well, the bitch don't do what I say. Shit, man, I fuck the bitch and don't come. Really? Motherfucker? Fuck. Who are you hurting, the bitch? I ain't into hurting me. I ain't into no sadist kind of goddamn bullshit. If I'm fucking a bitch, I'm coming whether she do or not. At least that's what I think. You know, you motherfuckers. Don't mention no punk shit to me, man. I'm going to be on you. William Kine or Keem or whatever your fucking name is. Talking that bullshit. Yeah, I got the body language. That ain't no course. That's a tool. L.A. Amsterdam. Okay, Cuddy Young, you're right about that. You can't answer your own question. You just be scared. Not you, but most motherfuckers be scared of what the fuck they gonna say. They be scared to believe what they did say. Fuck that. I'm a nigga. I'm fucking with what I say. You see, I spend my money on my... Ooh, I forgot. Is this SWU or is this saying Black Lives Matter? Oh, that's SWU. Oh, on the back it say Black Lives Matter. I spend my money. Oh, what shit? Just so you know, I ain't bullshit. I think white right here, Black Lives Matter. Hey, what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck. This shit be costing hell of money. I don't give a fuck. I'm investing in me. I'm spending mine. I don't give a fuck about what nam motherfucker say, what nam motherfucker believe. I'm a real conceited, selfish bastard. And listen to this. And you motherfuckers listen to this. Man, my conceit does not mean I think I'm better than you. My conceit means I think I'm doing hella good for me. Period. That's all it's about. I love what I'm doing for me. Hey, all you motherfuckers, I'm gone. And I'm gone on this motherfucker too.